Welcome back to another episode of A Saintly Moment, brought to you by the Transforming Lives Together podcast. I'm Deacon Kibbe, and this week we are remembering Anglican priest and poet George Herbert. So as our custom, we will hear a short bio from the Lesser Feasts and Fasts book, and we'll read one of the scripture readings appointed for the day. Before we continue, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast and invite you to leave a 5-star rating and review. Your positive feedback helps us reach more people with the content you're enjoying right now. So please take a moment and respond. We really appreciate your support. So here is what the Lesser Feasts and Fasts book has to say regarding George Herbert. George Herbert is famous for his poems and his prose work, A Priest in the Temple or The Country Parson. He is portrayed by his biographer, Isaac Walton, as a model of the saintly parish priest. Herbert described his poems as a picture of the many spiritual conflicts that have passed betwixt God and my soul, before I could submit mine to the will of Jesus, my master, in whose service I have found perfect freedom. Herbert was born in 1593, a member of an ancient family, a cousin of the Earl of Pembroke, and acquainted with King James I and Prince, later King Charles. Through his official position as public orator of Cambridge, he was brought into contact with the court. Whatever hopes he may have had as a courtier were dimmed, however, because of his associations with persons who were out of favor with King Charles I, principally John Williams, Bishop of Lincoln. Herbert had begun studying divinity in his early 20s, and in 1626 he took holy orders. King Charles provided him with a living as rector of the parishes of Fuglestone and Bemerton in 1630. His collection of poems, The Temple, was given to his friend Nicholas Farrar and published posthumously. Two of his poems are well-known hymns, Teach Me, My God and King, and Let All the World and Every Corner Sing. Their grace, strength, and metaphysical imagery influenced later poets, including Henry Vaughan and Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Lines from his poem on prayer have moved many readers. Prayer, the church's banquet, angels age, God's breath in man returning to his birth, the soul in paraphrase, the heart in pilgrimage, the Christian plummet sounding heaven and earth. Herbert was unselfish in his devotion and service to others. Isaac Walton writes that many of the parishioners let their plow rest when Mr. Herbert's saint's bell rung to prayers, that they might also offer their devotion to God with him. His words, "Nothing is little in God's service," have reminded Christians again and again that everything in daily life, small or great, may be a means of serving and worshiping God. And now for the scripture reading appointed for today. It comes from Peter's first epistle, and I'll be reading chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. One thing that inspires us when we remember the saints is their devotion. You see this in the people of George Herbert's time, who, in the words of Isaac Walton, let their plow rest when Mr. Herbert's saint's bell rung to prayers, that they might also offer their devotion to God with him. Herbert demonstrated how a life lived for God can be a witness and means to draw others to Christ. And this was Herbert's desire. He expresses this in many of his poems, especially in the opening lines of his poem, Love 2. Immortal heat, O let thy greater flame attract the lesser to it. Let those fires, which shall consume the world, first make it tame and kindle in our hearts such true desires. We gather around a flame, not just for light, but also for heat. And I believe this is the type of light we're supposed to be in the world. Not a flashlight, but a torch, burning with the truth of God's word and the warmth of his love. May we live to follow the examples of saints like George Herbert, trusting that they are following the example of Christ. Let's pray. Our God and King, you called your servant George Herbert from the pursuit of worldly honors to be a pastor of souls, a poet, and a priest in your temple. Give us grace, we pray, joyfully to perform the task you give us to do, knowing that nothing is menial or common that is done for your sake. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to A Saintly Moment, brought to you by the Transforming Lives Together podcast, which is a ministry of St. Bartholomew's Anglican Church in Tonawanda, New York. We hope to have you back again as we remember the lives of the saints. Until then, may the peace of Christ rule in our hearts by faith, to the glory of God the Father.